Hare Krishna. Welcome everyone, especially very warm welcome to His Holiness Kadambakananda Swami. Bringing us all together here for this most auspicious occasion of Maharaj's Vyasa Puja celebration, which gives us such a wonderful and rare opportunity to hear from Maharaj about Krishna consciousness, about what it means to be a disciple, and about specifically what it means to be His disciple. It's a time where we can really deepen our relationship and connect deeper with Maharaj and with each other. That will be the theme of this year's Vyasa Puja, the Guru-Disciple relationship. Just also like to thank Vrija Krishna Prabhu for his wonderful kirtan. And again, all of you for coming. I remember I was here in 2003. We had the very first Vyasa Puja. There were about 15 devotees here at that time. And there was only one person organizing it. That was myself. I have a whole team around it. I think we have probably devotees from all continents now. Anyone here from South America? No, not yet. They'll be coming. Anyone here from India? Yes, someone is here from India. Many from Europe, of course. I came from America. I know there's others. Also, someone else came from America. So all continents represented here. And how are you not? Sorry? Yeah, Africa, of course. Many people are here. Not yet from Antarctica, but we have we have good news for you. The one who wins the quiz tonight will be sent on a solo mission to establish the first ISKCON temple in Antarctica. I was thinking of two little anecdotes to tell you before we start. Just to elucidate the theme of the guru-disciple relationship, which is very broad. So I was thinking of two interactions I had with Maharaj. One was in 2004, shortly after Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj passed away, and it was a memorial service in Mayapur. And I was attending together with Maharaj, and His Holiness Devamrita Swami was speaking about the disciples of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and he was glorifying them. He was saying that in his experience, his disciples were very self-aware. They knew where they're at in their spiritual life, and he mentioned that he found them strikingly real people, devotees who are very real people. And Maharaj was commenting at that time to me is that he would like his disciples to be like that, strikingly real. A few years later, I was with Maharaj in Nrsimha Kshetra, near Singhachalam, and I was reading a newsletter. I think it was the Sharanagati newsletter of Sachinanda Swami. And Maharaj was mentioning, it was an excerpt of his talk, and he was mentioning that the disciple tries to follow the mood of the guru. Like he mentioned, Sachinanda Swami, if you're his disciple, then you should get into Vaishnava Seva, because that is his mood. And Sachinanda Swami was saying, if you're my disciple, you have to go very deep in your Krishna consciousness, very deep in your bhajan, go very internal with it. So I asked Maharaj, like, what would you say to your disciples? So what do you think? The answer. Devotional service? Yes. You didn't say that, but good answer. Any other?
Generously give.
What else?
Be very thoughtful.
be thoughtful.
Is this the quiz?
This is the pre-quiz. This is the pre-quiz. So Mars at that time, he said, without even thinking about it, well, he just immediately said, to be an individual. We Dutch people at the moment, we are quite individualistic by nature, and we naturally apply that in our Christian consciousness. But this is something very, very important for Mars, that we're an individual, that we're not just part of a herd, that we take this, the teachings of Christian consciousness, the practice and the culture of Christian consciousness, and make it our own, deeply internalize it, and apply it in our own lives. And don't become anything else which we're not. Just be ourselves in Krishna consciousness. And similarly, applying this theme to the guru-disciple, to the theme of the guru-disciple relationship, it also means that we want to make this real. We want this relationship to be a real individual relationship. So this could be a meditation for this celebration, to see where we're at with this as individuals, where we're at in our individual relationship with our guru, what it means to us individually, and how we can grow as a person, who we are in our relationship with Maharaj. And that brings many questions. What does he really want from me? And then there's general instructions and there's specific individual instructions. What does my guru want from me? And that's the core of the relationship. What does my guru want from me individually? And Maharaj has very strong eye for individuality, and will give instructions according to who we are. Many times he'll give a lecture and he will just speaking to one person in the audience. And in this way, he's speaking to all of us at the same time. It's very individual, very much focused on the person and making us devotees, where we're at in our life, with what we are dealing with our conditionings, and growing from there on in a natural way to become devotees of Krishna and follow Sri Prabhupada. So, this is just a few words to set the mood, to bring in the theme of this gathering. I was asked actually to be the MC, but when I was asked to be the MC, I had another devotee with me. His name is Tir Kadamba Prabhu, who was making the announcements in Mayapur. He's kind of the MC of Sri Tal Mayapur. So, with Maharaj's blessings, I hand over the mic to him. He'll be doing most of the emceeing actually of the celebration tonight. He's much better than me, so I give it over to him. Haribol.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. I'm largely unprepared, but we'll wing it and see how it goes. So getting into the mood of the spiritual master is a very serious thing. It can be a lot of fun, but it's a very serious thing, because it determines the outcome of our entire spiritual life. Actually, this is the most important day of the year, this Vyas Puja day, because it connects us to all other aspects of our spiritual lives. So it's not something to be taken lightly. So how do you get into the mood of the spiritual master? You do it by developing a dynamic relationship, a relationship that is expressive. So we express it through activities, which nicely brings me to the schedule of today and tomorrow. First, we welcome everybody, talk a little bit about a meditation for the program. Then Maharaj will speak a little about the goals of the weekend and the expectations of us as disciples. This will be, it says 4:45. I know Dutch people are usually, actually, when we say a time, it actually means that time. It's kind of unusual for ISKCON. Yeah, so we'll move ahead. After that, we will have a little bit of comic relief, a humorous take on the guru-disciple relationship in form of a drama by the Bhaktivedanta players. And then we will have a quiz, and we will have a very special prize, as we heard before. So there will be a quiz called Meet Kadamba Kanana Swami. So this will be from around 5:15 to 6:30, at which time there will be dinner in the back tent, as I'm sure you know where it is. This will be until 7 o'clock, and then there is, I guess, space out time until 8:15, when there will be bhajans here by temple room. Okay, sorry. Bhajans in the temple room by Maharaj. And program for tomorrow, quickly. 7:45 to 8:45. Maharaj will give Bhagavatam lecture in the temple room. And there will be no breakfast because we're fasting. So at 9:30, we meet here in the community hall, and there will be bhajans. And again, 9:30, strange thing, it actually means 9:30. Let's see how that goes. At 10 o'clock, Guru Maharaj will come. There will be foot bathing and kirtan, Gurastakam. 10:15, we will offer the Vyas Puja book. And then at 10:30, Vyas Puja offerings. There will be some small program for children, 3 to 5 minutes, it says, by Gopal and Yamuna. Okay. Short video, okay. And then at 1:30, there will be Guru Maharaj will give his Vyas Puja lecture. And 2:15, Arati ceremony. 2:45, there's feast in the back tent. And from 4 p.m. to 6:30, there will be initiations at the temple. And from 7 to 9:15, there will be a temple program. So we request anyone who would like to make an offering to Maharaj to just write your name. We have a list over here, so go over there and write your name down. Of course, we have limited time, and we have a lot of disciples here, so we will have to, you know, try to make it short and get as many as we can, but please forgive us if we don't have time for everyone. Okay, thank you. So without further ado, I will hand it over to the man of the hour, of the day, of the weekend, His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Swami Maharaj.